Lake Effect Weekend continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The property belonging to a Madison folk artist has been given a reprieve from the auction block. We learned about the effort to stay the auction of things from the late Sid Boyum's house on our Radio Chipstone series a few weeks ago.
All the while the controversy has been going on, community members have been busy cleaning, sorting, and documenting all of the objects in the house. And Sid wasn't the only one who lived there. After his death, his son Stephen took up residence for a couple years, adding confusion to the mix.
Greta Wing Miller is a filmmaker who's been documenting the Boyum home and its contents. In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Miller gives contributor Jennifer Fields a rundown of what still lives in the house.
He collected things, artifacts, chandeliers, flower pots, candelabras, things that he would then use in his art. When I was doing the film in 2000, I interviewed a lot of people that knew him. One of his friends was Gene Kaufman of Token Creek, who invented face makeup on wooden sticks that they still sell. They sell them all the time at Halloween. Sid, for promotional advertisement for design sticks, Sid painted women's naked bodies. He's got one woman, her entire front of her is a lion. He did that a couple of times. There's another woman who's all painted green with flowers all over her. This was like probably back in the 60s. I think Sid was a great artist. He's a cartoony. He made posters for people, poster paint and tag board, like second grade, but hundreds of them.
Yeah. Greta, take me to where we are now. What was the condition of the house the last time you were in it? Did you see any remnants of this bold, bright, cartoony, vibrant art?
Well, yeah, the kitchen is a circus tent. The kitchen ceiling is red and white striped panels of triangular panels of wood, making a tent-like ceiling. And there's a giant clown face that would have been on, I don't know, a merry-go-round or something. The living room in that house is filled with a gigantic gold Buddha head. There is stalactites hanging from the ceiling and metal sculptures that I think Sid made. He did a lot of creation for the House on the Rock, whereas I'm not sure that Alex Jordan or that the House on the Rock says that these carousels are from Bavaria anymore. They used to advertise it that way, these historical carousels, but the fact is that Sid and Dr. Evermore made all of those horses, and they made the mold for the horse. And the mold for the horse is actually in the backyard at Sid's house still. Fiberglass and wood kind of wearing away after all these years.
So we find ourselves in a position where we have someone who, with great, let's just say, zeal and care, had cultivated their own collections, had created his narrative about his own city, had made monuments and made a record of folks that lived in the area, whether or not they were clothed, is any, you know, with and without clothing. But we have a gap in now who takes care of these treasures once members of the family are no longer willing to or able to.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to figure out as a group. I think it's really difficult to get, you know, groupthink. Everybody's got different ideas. One thing that I see, and I don't mean that I'm the only one with the information, but that because I did all the interviews with people in 2000, I can see things that are representative of what he might have done. Two examples. There is, in the living room, a garden, a little garden, a donkey. That's the kind of thing you'd put in your garden decoration, ornament. What's it doing there? One of its ears is broken off. It's worthless in a sense, right? But unless you know and have a copy of, like I have, a copy of a postcard that Sid did, which is, he did photographic art all the time. It's a photograph of him superimposed sitting on the donkey facing toward the rear end, and the caption on the cartoon says, forward thinking, backward thinking, or something like that. So he and the donkey are facing in other directions. So it was something he used in his art. He probably picked it up on the street somewhere. Once upon a time, when I was in the house, I found this round plastic thing. It was fake stained glass, poured resin, round circle, a stained glass window. But I knew, because I had interviewed Ralph McCall in 2000, that was the stained glass window that went in this one sculpture that's on the corner of First and, you know. I realized that no one living but me and Ralph knew that's what that thing was when it was unearthed in the house. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's in there. And I can't give an objective view of the value of that kind of of the connections between things. Right now there's a bust, it's on the front of a ship. What's that called? A figurehead? It's in the living room. I don't know where his grandson probably found it somewhere and put it in the living room. It wasn't there the last time I was in there. But that figurehead is represented on a sculpture on a pole in Sid's backyard. It's also in a painting by Aaron Bowrod, who's another famous Wisconsin artist living here in Madison. And it's also the same as a figurehead at the House on the Rock in the ship room where Steve worked. So I'm assuming that this is the original in the house. The one on the House on the Rock is a model that Sid made. And why Aaron Bowrod painted the same. I mean, it's obvious the same thing. It's not just a thing that is represented by all three of them. It is the same face, the same hair, the same woman. And I'm pleased to be videotaping this, all of this, and have all the artifacts that I have and the art that Sid did, because that's preservation of it. Stuff molds away, you know, but I have the videotape, and I'm, you know, going to put this story together, however it turns out.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Fields spoke with Greta Wing Miller, a filmmaker who's documenting the objects inside the home of the late Madison folk artist Sid Boyan.